Some 2,300 refugees from Africa are currently living at the Holod camp in the Israeli Negev desert. This year has been rainy and cold. It's even hailed a few times, and the barracks have no heating. An Israeli human rights organization has been trying to raise awareness about the plight of Africans stuck in the camp. But the refugees, many from Darfur and Eritrea, have little hope of getting accepted as refugees in Israel, let alone obtaining asylum there. This report by Christian Wagner is presented by Jesse Wingard.
It's often rainy during winter in Israel. Hailstorms and snowfall in the past few days have brought freezing temperatures to the Negev desert near the Egyptian border. People at the Halot detention centre are freezing, says Jack Admesser on Israeli radio.
It's become difficult for the people here. The barracks have metal walls, so it's very cold inside. There are no heaters, and it's pretty chaotic in many respects. I'm really worried. Some of us don't even manage to go to the dining hall.
Jack is one of 2,300 refugees currently living at the Halot detention center in the desert. 6 years ago, he fled to Israel from his home country in Africa. He learned Hebrew, like many other refugees from Eritrea and Sudan. A year ago, he was told to report to the Halot camp, some 40 kilometers from the nearest town. The situation for internees is not humane, says Rotem Ilan from the Israeli human rights organization ACRI.
They don't have any heating system at all. Even if they brought their own, they were taken by the prison authorities. So we appealed in order that they will have normal heating there. By the way, the state's response was that they would provide a heating system, but it will still take time. We asked that they would be released for the meantime, but still this didn't happen.
Israel's highest court has ruled twice that laws regulating the incarceration of refugees in detention facilities, such as Halot, is unconstitutional. The judges also said it was not legal to use the camps as a means of discouraging other potential refugees. Most of the refugees in Halot came to Israel some 6 or 7 years ago. Their knowledge of Hebrew and the local customs means they can help newer refugees. ACRI's human rights activists have started an online campaign called Voices from Halot. Using the hashtag Halot Voices, the campaign gives refugees imprisoned in the detention facility a platform to share their stories.
Even though we are black, we are almost completely transparent to the Israeli public.
That's an apt description of the situation, says Rotem Ilan. She adds that the group's campaign aims to counter xenophobia, which is being fostered by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. In the Halot camp, Hassan is one of few who muster the effort to leave the confines of the camp each day. When he leaves, he must have his fingerprints scanned. Hassan says it's no better than a prison camp. In front of the gate, he meets many other refugees. Some of them are selling food or phone cards. Hassan tries to keep in touch with his family back home in the Darfur region, where he has lost many loved ones in the civil war.
I lost my mom and more than 16 of my relatives, close family. And eventually I was a target. I mean, I was a youth and I was a target in the government. They asked me to go to the national service where I, they will send me to kill my people. And if I don't, then I will go to jail and then also, like, will persecute my family member. And at least I managed to save my, remaining family.
Hassan has no idea how long he will have to stay in the detention centre. His application for asylum is not being processed. At least the Israeli authorities are aware that deportation would mean imprisonment or even death for many of the asylum seekers. Israel offers refugees a flight to Uganda or Rwanda with falsified papers just to get them out of the country. Hassan is not happy about this prospect.
And if you are not lucky, you will get, arrested by the police there. And, of course, their life will be in danger. And many people, they decided to go, but they didn't make it their life better at all. They're still suffering.
Only 45,000 Africans managed to get to Israel before the high fence was erected on the border to the Sinai Peninsula. The Israeli authorities say there have been no illegal entries since it was built. Rotem Ilam, the human rights activist, says the authorities should be helping to improve the situation for those refugees already in the country, like those living in the poor parts of southern Tel Aviv. But she's not hopeful the authorities will change their attitudes towards the refugees. But for the time being, it looks like this winter in Israel is set to stay rainy and cold, particularly for the people at the Harlok camp in the Negev Desert. Jesse Wingard for DW.